This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
For you and I, it's so much better when a team is winning, as we found out with the Mets this year unexpectedly, which we have found out with the Yankees. I have to remind Yankee fans and the Yankee fans in my life, you guys are actually playing in the World Series right now. We're not in the middle of May. This is the World Series. You've made it here.
Yeah.
And while it deserves the criticism it is getting over the first two games in this series, especially geared towards certain players and the manager, it goes without question that you're here. I mean, you're right in the middle. You still have a chance. It's never over. You know, how many times have my New York Rangers been down 3-1 in a series and have come back and won it?
Well, hell, the Yankees in their illustrious history have one of those examples. 1996, they were down 2-0 and they ended up winning. Start of the dynasty. So, yes, it is not ideal. You really thought that you blew game one, which you did, and really all you wanted was a split. You didn't get it, and now it's going to be, you know, sphincter shrinkage time at the stadium. That's why you got to jump out right away. Right away.
This has got to be one of those games where, you know, the Yankees have got to just dominate this game. Because they could say whatever they want about Shohei Ohtani. He's not going to be right. And I doubt he's going to be stealing bases. And I doubt he's going to be running like a maniac on the bases, which he has done, which is really something that I have to say in the first two games, really impressed by. Like, he comes out of that box, he is flying out of that box. I mean, there is no doubt when he knows he has a potential for an extra base hit, he is out of that box and he is flying. And I didn't realize how fast he was. I knew he was fast.
Well, I mean, he stole over 50 bases.
Let me tell you something. He is a great five-tool player, and you can throw a six-tool in there when he's pitching.
You're just figuring this out.
No. I mean, like, it's really obvious when you watch him as much as we now have watched him through these last two series.
Yeah, of course.
Now, he's not having a great offensive series by you would expect home runs. And I thought that first pitch from Gerrit Cole was going to be out.
I know, which is funny. I got a bunch of texts. Got a bunch of texts that you almost called that.
But the reason I called it is because I know Gerrit Cole and his mindset. He's going to go up there and he's going to groove a fastball and say, "Go ahead, see what you can do with this."
Right.
And Ohtani almost knocked it out of the park.
I know. Well, you want to get off to a good start. You want to throw that strike and get the World Series. You don't want to, you know, get the World Series going. And Ohtani's like, "Okay, you're going to put it in this area." Bang!
You got last year's Cy Young Award winner against an MVP, and you're like, "Okay."
Yep, this
Let's
is
go.
It.
Here it is, man. This is mano a mano. That's why your take on Gerrit Cole not arguing or trying to fight to stay in does really resonate with me a little bit.
Yeah, I couldn't understand it. I mean, I've seen so many pitching changes that we all have with these bullpens and how these guys can't wait to take the starters out, but there's a handful of guys out there that I always would expect, if their pitch count, especially if it's under 100 and you're cruising and you're still throwing in the high 90s, to be like, "Are you nuts?" No. Like, especially with Gerrit Cole's history, the fact that he's always had that big personality and he's a Yankee fan growing up and he's in the World Series and he's like, "No, you're not taking me out of this game, man. I don't care what your stupid computer says. No. Like, I'm going to just... But give me more time."
And by the way, you know, I'm not backing off. I still think the Yankees are going to win this.
Well, you also said, you know, you insulated yourself.
I did?
You insulated yourself.
I said
yourself.
You had to win the first game, then you would
you
win.
Said, you said the team who won the first game would go on to win the series. then you also said the Yankees would win. So
well,
really,
the Yankees had the game. They should have won.
Yeah, I know. But really, so you've put yourself in a situation where you could be right either way.
Yeah, but I don't want to be that way. I want to hold on to what I think is still the truth. I think the Yankees can and will win this.
So you had Yankees in 7.
I did.
I had Dodgers in 6. Al had Dodgers in 5.
So, you know, when you have Yankees in 7, you know you're going to lose games, and there are going to be reasons why you're losing games.
Well, 3 of them.
And the point being is that the last 2 games, you know, incessantly on this radio station for 2 days, it's just been nonstop why they lost and how close they were to winning these games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's kind of that's the story of a 7-game series. You know, that's the beauty of a 7-game series, if you can get it to 7 games, is that you have so many twists and turns.
Yeah, I actually think that I'm hesitant to say this. I think the Yankees get it to 2-2. I'm not going to change my determination that they lose in 6, but I actually think that they even the series in that game 5 on Wednesday is going to be humongous.
Yes.
And I really hope that's the case, too. But I happen to love the Yankees tonight in the game. They are a favorite, so I don't know if I just bet the money line. It's a pretty big favorite, but I absolutely love the Yankees.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Let's go to Mark in Manhattan. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, guys. How are you? Always love your show. But just listening to you guys this morning, it kind of, Boomer, you sound foolish talking about Soto. I mean, like, Soto has been as every much an MVP as any player on the Yankees. It's crazy for you to have a take on him. I mean, yeah, he had maybe a struggle of a couple plays in the field, but my God, the guy is, I think he's the best hitter in baseball.
I didn't say anything about his hitting.
I did not
say one thing about his hitting, Mark. And by the way,
you mocked his fielding. Yeah, right?
Well, his fielding deserves to be mocked.
The Mets would love to have a guy like that.
Maybe the Mets. I even asked Gio this morning. I said, yeah, I don't necessarily know that I need to be paying $600 million just for a guy that's going to be hitting. You know, they paid Ohtani $700 million because he's a pitcher and a hitter.
The Mets should pay him every penny they can to get him on their lineup.
Well, maybe they will.
In the field, doesn't matter. Now, the other part, too, is players win and lose games, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now Boone has had a terrible series. Yeah, listen, the logic he used to put Cortez in that game is absurd. Now, he didn't make the decision alone, but the logic they used was bizarre. So players win and lose games, but Boone has just crippled them at the end of these games. I mean, it's absurd, the decisions he's made.
Yeah, I'm right. And
in that vein, I'm right, I guess.
I think we're all right.
I think we all see it the same way.
I think. And it was a first guess for everybody. I mean, I think that, you know, there's no doubt that CeeLo said, I don't know if it was on or off the air, but CeeLo said, you know, he's got a great arm, which we mentioned earlier, but his instincts out there sometimes and his routes to balls and then playing balls off the wall and things like that. It's not elite like the rest of his game. It's not even above average like the rest of his game.
I'm not questioning the kind of hitter he is, and I'm not questioning the type of impact he has had on the Yankees. It's one of the reasons why, in the middle of July, I said, guys, you got Soto and Judge in your lineup. You're going to the World Series.
Yeah.
Just relax. Now, when you get to the World Series, it was kind of a cakewalk with Kansas City and Cleveland.
Yeah.
You know, now you're playing a team that, you know, is mind-numbingly good at what they do. Like, they're just annoying because they're so good.
Yeah, so you can beat the Royals and you can beat the Guardians with Aaron Judge being a C-minus version of himself.
And you can run yourself into rundowns and things of right. that nature.
You
can't beat the Dodgers playing either lazy baseball or just the lack of fundamental baseball. You got to be on it.
And Aaron Judge can't have this series. They are incapable of winning this series if Aaron Judge is a zero the rest of the way. It's impossible. Like, they just, that's what they're built on. Unless you have like Soto and Stanton, you know, hitting 500 with 10 home runs between them in the series. Like, you just can't have what Aaron Judge is doing.
Especially if the bottom of your lineup is not going to be doing much.
Which it hasn't.
They manufacture a run here or there, but I mean,
I'm curious to see if there's going to be anything. You know, I know a lot of fans just, you know, based on X, which take it for what you will, but are you know, screaming for Dominguez again. But I mean, Dominguez is another one of these adventures out there defensively. I heard C-Mac say put Grisham out there, which he made a lot of sense saying that. So it'll be interesting to see if Aaron Boone tweaks or Brian Cashman, the analytics guys, and Aaron
Verdugo,
Boone.
They take Verdugo out?
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see whether or not they're panicky or they're going to run it back.
Is it panicky or is it just like, hey, you know, we're in this series. This hasn't been working. Here's an adjustment. We got guys in this roster for a reason.
I mean, the Mets did that with Jeff O'Neill.
Jeff McNeil, and
Jeff
it worked.
McNeil. Oh, yes. No. Jeff McNeil.
And it worked. Yes. Yep. So, it worked one day.
Yes.
It worked in game five. And it wasn't just, they also, you know, they put Winker back in too, that game for game five.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, McNeil came off of the injured list.
He did. Well, and he didn't do much in that game, but tweaked the lineup a little bit.
Not panicking.
Right. Not panicking. It's not a panic, it's a tweak. I mean, panicking would be like dropping Aaron Judge to eighth.
That's not happening.
That's a panic.
There's no way that's happening.
You know what I'm saying? Of course it's not.
I could see people saying put him in front of Soto, but I mean, Soto's been so good from the hitting standpoint. Why would you mess with that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.